Every feast that we celebrate during the church year makes us think about the various mysteries of our faith. And this is particularly true of the feast today of the ascension of our Lord into heaven. Today we stand in spirit with the apostles on the Mount of Olives and stare up into heaven with them, thinking about our Lord being gone and where he has gone to, which is heaven. And we can certainly understand the amazement and wonder that are filling the apostles so that they stand there looking up into heaven, not knowing what to do or what to think. And they are filled with longing for heaven where they know our Lord has just gone. That thought should be our thought today too. We should think about where our Lord is now and the great happiness that he and all of the blessed enjoy and will have for all eternity. In fact, we need to have a strong desire for heaven in order to save our souls. And as the angel warned the apostles and us too, our Lord will come again as he went up into heaven. And when he comes again, he will demand a strict account of us and all our actions, whether we served him in this life and whether we earned a place in heaven with him. Now, our Lord told his apostles that he would send them to the farthermost parts of the earth to preach the gospel and that he would strengthen them with the Holy Ghost. That is what they needed to do in order to earn their eternal salvation. But the Holy Ghost not only strengthened them for this mission, but he also filled them with a great zeal for God and a great desire to spread the church. And these sentiments that they had have been imitated by countless people ever since, who devoted their lives to God even to the point of heroic virtue and courage, and follow the inspirations of the Holy Ghost too. Those are extraordinary vocations though, what the apostles had and missionaries and people like that, but all of us certainly have a duty and a necessity to serve God in our own walk of life, whatever it may be, even to the point of great sacrifice and effort if we want to save our souls too. But whoever thinks about eternal salvation and what heaven is filled with courage and determination to do whatever is necessary to attain this eternal happiness and to suffer anything that he might be called upon to suffer in order to attain heaven and to persevere to the end of his life. And we have to meditate on heaven in order to arouse such a desire in ourselves too, for us to be saved. But there are numerous powerful motives for us to want to save our souls, and we should consider those motives today to inspire us with zeal in the service of God. We should remember that heaven is our true home. It is where we really belong, not here on this earth. This earth is a place of exile and suffering. On earth, we suffer privations and pain and disease. But in heaven, we will be completely content, beyond our wildest imagination. Here, we have constant sorrow and misery. But in heaven, there will be happiness that will be completely secure. We suffer poverty and want here, but in heaven, the whole place will be glorious and adorned with precious gems, according to the descriptions that we have of heaven in Scripture. The merit that we have from our good works here on earth will be like a precious treasure that will enrich us and make us glorious forever in heaven. On earth, we have no lasting dwelling, as St. Paul says, but in heaven, when we receive the reward of a life spent in the practice of virtue, we will be able to say that heaven is all mine, and we will go to the home that our Lord has prepared for us, and we will sit on a royal throne and be crowned with glory forever. On earth, we are always grieving some misfortune or other, either of ourselves or those who are close to us. But in heaven, there is heard nothing but the eternal Alleluia, and the heavenly singing of the angels will go on for all eternity. On earth, we have to labor constantly, not just in our ordinary job, certainly which we do, but what is far more important and more difficult, we have to labor against our passions and our lower nature, so that we constantly struggle to control our unruly desires. But when we get to heaven, there will be peace and rest forever, an eternal reward that St. Paul says, no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor has it even entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. On earth here, we suffer constant persecution from the wicked, but in heaven there will be peace and security and love from everyone there. Here on earth, we are subject to constant temptation and struggle, but in heaven there is no evil and no desire for evil at all, but only the permanent triumph and victory of everything good. In this world, the people of this world only want to acquire material things, whereas in heaven, the only thing that the blessed want is to see and possess God in his infinite perfection and happiness, and everyone has what he desires. On earth, even our happiest moments here are overshadowed by some imperfection or discontentment, if nothing else, by the thought that happiness is short-lived. But in heaven, there will be no sorrow or death or discontent of any kind. We will be united to God in a union of perfect happiness forever. When we think of these great differences between this life and the life of heaven, we are filled with hope and longing. And when we meditate on heaven, it tends to fill us with courage also. If we are discouraged by our struggle against our passions, which sometimes seems too difficult, or that we are losing the battle, the thought of heaven always makes it seem not so bad. Instead of being overwhelmed at our failures in the spiritual life, the thought of heaven makes us think instead, I will do everything I can to overcome my sins, and I trust that with God's grace, I will overcome in the end. The saints all had an overwhelming desire for heaven. Saint Egidius was so filled with this thought of heaven that if anyone mentioned heaven, he would go into an ecstasy, and his body would miraculously rise into the air, as if his desire for heaven was so strong it could even counteract the forces of gravity and raise him a little bit in the direction of what he so desperately wanted. We have the same thought when we think of our eternal home, but obviously to a much lesser degree than he did. But it still raises our hearts and our longing and our desires towards heaven. But we have to remember that our salvation requires labor and struggle and suffering and sacrifice. And it is only the desire for heaven and the hope for it and God's grace that will strengthen us in the struggle that is necessary for us to get there. But if we look at people who want to attain some goal in this world, we see that people are always willing to sacrifice just about anything to obtain what they want. If you look at someone who has a job or some sort of career, who wants to rise in his profession, you see that someone like that will spend almost all of his waking hours at work trying to impress his superiors. And even in the short time that he has at home in the evenings, he will spend a lot of that time trying to improve his skills, so that he can do an even better job the next day at work. in order to obtain prestige and wealth in this world. Because he knows that the harder he works, the more he will make and the higher he will rise. This is true in every walk of life, and yet, compared to heaven, how small and really pathetic is even the greatest reward that the world can offer to people who strive to obtain the things of this life. Compared to the great reward that is waiting for us in heaven for every meritorious act that we perform here. If people get a promotion at work or a raise in their salary, or if they buy a large home, that gives them a certain elation for a short amount of time. And yet those things take years and years of great effort. And even after someone gets something like this, they can always lose it very easily in one tiny mistake at their job, or some little accident can destroy their house, or a natural disaster that's totally outside of their control, or any other of an infinite number of circumstances can destroy many years of effort and sacrifice in a single instant. Whereas if we say one rosary devoutly, or attend one extra mass during the week, that takes very little effort. A tiny fraction of the effort it takes to reach a high status in this world. And yet that will give us immense happiness that will last for all eternity if we save our souls. But how much effort do we spend working on obtaining an eternal reward in comparison with the time we spend trying to get the things of this life? And in any case, no matter what we acquire or accumulate in this life, no matter what honors or riches we have, we know that we will inevitably leave every single thing behind here when we die. And that may well be sooner than we expect. People have also endured even painful operations in the hopes of being made healthy by them, or have gone to war and risked their lives in order to save their country from some disaster, some invasion, and to protect the peace of their home. And in the same way, we have to bear with patience the sorrows and difficulties of this life to save our souls. We have to never lose sight of heaven that we are trying to attain. We have to think about this every day, not just on the Feast of the Ascension, but all the time, so that we are constantly living our lives in such a way that when we finally come to leave this world, which every one of us will do one day, we will leave this miserable place of suffering and ascend to heaven, to the bright and glorious home that our Lord has prepared for us, so that we can reign with Him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.